This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A group called Sensible BC is working to decriminalize the simple possession of cannabis in British Columbia through a proposal called the Sensible Policing Act. The Sensible Policing Act would amend the Police Act to redirect all police in the province from taking any action, including searches, seizures, citations, or arrests in cases of simple cannabis possession by adults. This would apply to all RCMP and municipal police in BC. Sensible BC began collecting signatures on September 9, 2013, with a goal of collecting over 400,000 signatures from all across British Columbia. The petition would force a BC referendum to decriminalize marijuana possession in 2014. We're joined in the studio by Sensible BC representative Amanda Oram and local canvasser Wallace Millay.
Welcome to People First Radio, Amanda, and welcome back to the studio, Wallace.
Thanks, Kevin.
Amanda, I'm wondering if you could start by telling us about the Sensible Policing Act. What is it? How would it work if it was enacted?
Well, with the Policing Act, we look to amend the Policing Act and include a citation in there that would exclude or would ban all investigations, citations, arrests of simple cannabis possession. And we're looking to do that through a referendum through Elections BC.
And so what would actually happen? How would this act be enacted? What would the police then be expected to do?
We're looking to redirect wasteful police resources. The police would then have more time to be able to investigate real crime. I got some stats and it says $10.5 million were spent last year just enforcing small amounts of cannabis. We're not talking about any other drug. We're talking about simple cannabis possession. And it's an unjust law, and it's about time that we start organizing and getting a sensible law that works for BC residents.
Wallace, why is this important, and why would British Columbians want to support this?
Well, the majority of British Columbians do support decriminalization. It's a net benefit to the province in many ways. One thing financially, as far as being able to take those resources that are being used now to police people with small amounts of marijuana and use those resources in education prevention or education to the police officers themselves and go after other type of drugs that are in the streets, like crystal meth and ecstasy and so on. It's the detrimental stigma and limitations it puts on an individual when they've been charged and have a criminal record for marijuana that limits what their life is going to be for the rest of life with employment, education, going across the border, etc. So.
And it seems that polls and recent polls have shown that the public is well in favor of decriminalizing marijuana at this point.
Yes. Unfortunately, the politicians, both provincially and federally, are a little behind the eight ball on this. The majority of the people in British Columbia, I think it's 75 or 80% at least, are in favor of decriminalization. And maybe the politicians might want to stand up, take notice, and get with the times. This is 2013, not reefer madness in 1938.
Amanda, what does it take to force a referendum like this? And what is the whole mechanism for having a referendum happen in BC?
Well, we have our proponent, Dana Larson. He's the man that has put his name out there and did the application form with Elections BC. We did four different applications with them. We tried to regulate home grows and have smoke shops and be able to regulate vaporizer lounges, but unfortunately we can't do that. But what we can do, and Elections BC authorized it, is to amend the Police Act so we can end the police investigations towards cannabis. So when they approved that, they gave us a deadline. They said on September 9th, everyone has to be a registered voter, and you have to get 10% of the registered voters to sign the petition to be eligible for a referendum, a vote to take place in September 2014.
Now that is, you said 10%. And that would be 10% in each of the individual constituencies, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. There's 85 ridings, so we're looking to get roughly around 460,000 signatures in 90 days.
So after the 90 days, if you achieve that goal, what happens then?
Then we will be eligible for the vote to happen September 2014, just like what happened with the HST referendum.
I see. So the signatures are being collected in September and for 3 months, this fall in 2013, for a referendum that could be held a year from now.
That's right. Every 3 years.
Wallace, how's it going so far? You're a canvasser in the Nanaimo area. What's the response?
It's been quite amazing and quite surprising. Yesterday I was set up in front of the Diana Krall Plaza, and I will be there again this afternoon. Come on down. It was a positive response, and I was quite surprised that approximately about 50% of the people that did sign the petition do not use marijuana in any form. They just believe that it's time that decriminalization be put forward and prohibition, the way it stands, has to stop.
Now, not just anyone, as Amanda was talking about earlier, not just anyone can sign up. You can't be heading down to visit Wallace at Diana Krall thinking, I'm going to sign this petition and we're going to make this happen. What do people need to be aware of before they determine that?
As of September 9th, 2013, that they're registered with Elections BC to vote and know their address and phone number. They don't need their postal code. And depending on what area in the Nanaimo they live in, I'm covering three districts here, Parks for Qualicum, Nanaimo, North Cowichan, and Nanaimo itself. So I have three different forms there, and depending on where the individual lives and whether they are able to qualify to sign this, and I inform that to them while they're there. So it's been quite amazing, quite positive. I've had grandparents, lawyers, business people, school teachers, all kinds of different people walking up and signing this, so, and thanking us for doing what we're doing.
Now, you're canvassing in public areas, obviously. Are there some areas of the city or these districts that you've been assigned, are there some areas where you've been given a less than welcome reception by, let's say, businesses or local people in the areas?
Amanda might be able to answer that better than I can.
Yeah, we have quite a history in Nanaimo. We were recently refused to have a vendor table at the Bathtub Marine Festival. And, you know, that's quite interesting because they had a beer garden, you know, not even 25 meters away from a children's playground. But they won't yet let a grassroots referendum come and take part in this festival. And also, a whole bunch of farmers markets are denying the ability for these canvassers to come in down and have a tent and a table and to get that kind of population, those people that are already awake at the farmers market. But we have our loopholes. We'll be there.
What is behind the opposition? What is the explanation for the reason why you're not welcome in those different environments?
Some of those farmers markets actually have a written policy that they do not allow politics to take part in their festival. But, you know, we've had canvassers down at the bottom of the steps of the farmers market with great reception. So I think as long as you're not right in the farmers market, it's okay. We're still expressing our fundamental freedoms of being able to have a freedom of association and to solicit signatures.
Amanda, are some areas of the province more willing to support this measure than others? What have you heard from, let's say, your provincial counterparts on this?
Well, just locally, Leonard Krogh, he is in favor of decriminalization of cannabis, but he's not for what the Sensible BC campaign is. And I actually personally think of that as a challenge. This whole thing is all an educational campaign as well. It would be nice to be able to break those myths of cannabis as being, you know, makes you go crazy and whatnot. But we recently just had Thomas Mulclair sign our banner, as well as Elizabeth May, the leader of the Green Party, showed support for the Sensible BC campaign. Jean Crowder and Murray Rankin, federal members of parliament, are full-on supportive of the Sensible BC campaign and the education that will come from it.
Why do you think the myths that you've identified, stereotypes and myths, why do you think that they're so apparently so strong around this particular issue?
With the history of cannabis, it was quite well organized with the prohibition of cannabis. They actually had movies writers and screenwriters and magazines and all of these stories come out, Reefer Madness and all of those other programs that they brainwashed the people of North America thinking that cannabis is bad. But now that there's scientific research that are coming out and saying, you know, it's not as harmful as alcohol, and it's time to get a sensible cannabis law.
Wallace, what kinds of questions do you get from people? What are the simple, let's say, ABC questions that you get as a canvasser when you're out there and somebody approaches you?
I guess the first one is to explain exactly what the petition and the campaign is about. Some people think it's about legalizing marijuana, and that's a different ballgame altogether than decriminalization and a higher cost and more complications and complexity to it. Secondly, it is wanting to know whether or not this will make a difference and whether the vote counts. And thirdly, it's just people looking at Colorado and Washington and other areas that are ahead of the game on us and saying maybe it's time BC gets on board this, right? So we have a democratic society, and we have an opportunity here to put our best foot forward and hopefully make history. So.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering, Amanda, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a grassroots campaign. We need all the people to get involved, whether you become a registered canvasser and pass around the petition, or you can come and help us volunteer by making phone calls or emails or whatever you can do, whatever your strength is. We need your help. And we're celebrating democracy here. We're trying to bring it back. And this, like I said, it's a grassroots campaign. So let's get involved. Check us out on sensiblebc.ca.
And Wallace, last word to you. Anything else you want to add?
Look around for people with the little buttons on saying Sensible BC and find out the closest canvasser. And if you qualify, come on down and sign up.
Okay. Thanks very much, Amanda and Wallace, for taking the time to come in and join us. Nice to see you both.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Ashta.
Thank you.
Amanda Oram is the organizer for Sensible BC in the two Nanaimo provincial constituencies, and Wallace Millay is a local canvasser. You can find the group online at sensiblebc.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.